And we're back, another episode of the Sports Betting Rundown, week 7 of the NFL season, episode number 4 of the Sports Betting Rundown. Without further ado, let's get right into it. My picks last week in college, we went 5-0, but I don't put my college picks on the podcast. You're going to have to follow me on Twitter at jsportsbetting1 to hear those. College, we went 5-0, hit a massive parlay, 30 plus 3,000. So it was a great week for me in college. And then in the NFL, on the podcast, I went 3-2, and one of the losses was a Montgomery prop. And as we all know, Montgomery got injured very early, so a solid week. Lucky to take profit, 3-2. But as always, looking to build on this for this week, feeling a 5-0 potentially. We'll see. 5 picks right now. For my first pick, I'm going with the Raiders here. They're taking on the Bears in Chicago at Soldier Field. Right now the line is Vegas -2. And I mean, yes, Jimmy G is out, but Jimmy G has not been good this year, and he's not been good for a few years outside of San Francisco, which anyone can be good in. And they're taking on the Bears without Justin Fields. And some people might think that's an upgrade because Justin Fields, he had a good game or two, but overall in his career, he is not a good quarterback. But their backup might be even worse. It's undrafted free agent from D3 school Shepherd in West Virginia. That's their backup quarterback, Tyson Bagent. So it's either him or Nate Peterman is the third string. So Chicago might have the worst quarterbacks of all time playing. I don't care who plays for Vegas. It can be Aiden O'Connell. It can be the corpse of Brian Hoyer. It doesn't matter. If they don't win by more than 2, Josh McDaniels needs to be fired into a cannon immediately. But we all know Jim Harbaugh is replacing him, or coincidentally, or Matt Eberflus at the end of the season anyways. So it's the battle for Jim Harbaugh, and I'm taking the Raiders -2. For my next pick, we're taking it to LA, and it's Pittsburgh Steelers at the Rams. I'm sure it's going to be a quasi-home game for the Steelers here, but I'm not picking a side. I'm taking the under here. Currently, it's under 44.5, but it is low. I do like the under here. Steelers are not a good team at all on offense. They average 15.8 points per game. That's good for 30th place in the league. Okay, Steelers are not good. Kenny Pickett cannot score in a whorehouse. He is awful. And they're taking on the Rams. Stafford, BFF has him rated good, but really he has 6 touchdowns through 6 games. Okay, not good. And 5 interceptions through 6 games. Also not good. I think he's washed. I'm a little bit of a hater, but I do think Stafford's washed. I do think Pickett sucks. So the combination of this plus both teams having fairly good defenses makes me like the under here. Again, 44.5. And for my third pick, I'm taking the Chargers here. The other LA team, they're taking on Kansas City in Arrowhead, okay? So probably the toughest matchup in all of football. But I do like the Chargers here. I mean, this season, yes, they've underperformed. Yes, they don't look that good. But I can't quantify it, or I'm sure I could. I'm just too lazy to do the research. But every time the Chargers go to KC, it's always close. I feel like they always play them close. Do they win? Maybe, maybe not. But it's close, okay? 5.5 points is a decent amount of points. Chiefs, they're not great at covering, okay? It's always been that way. And while I'm not confident to take the Chargers outright, they love losing close games, and I think they lose another close one at Kansas City. And for my first prop of the week, we're taking it to the best game of the week, Sunday night, Dolphins at Philadelphia. It's going to be an amazing game. Oh my God, the line is only 2. But again, this is the prop section. We are not taking a line here. We are taking Tua over touchdowns. It's right now it's at 1.5. I know the Eagles defense is very good, but they did lose to the Jets last week 14-20, and Tua has been on fire this entire season. He's a top 3 MVP candidate as of right now, and 1.5 touchdowns isn't a lot. You're only paying right now, it's minus 125, so you're not even paying that much. Vig, it's an easy bet for me. It's going to be a high-scoring game. Dolphins are going to need a pass, so Tua over 1.5 touchdowns. For my last prop and fifth pick of the day, fifth and final pick, I'm taking Drake London over 3.5 receptions. The Falcons are taking on the Buccaneers this week. And as I know as a Lions fan, the Buccaneers really, really did not let the Lions establish the run. Every run was going for 1, 2, or negative yards. So Falcons, they're going to try and contain Bijan. And I think they're going to be forced to pass. They want Desmond Ridder to pass Drake London, wide receiver 1 on the Falcons. Jamel Dean is decent if he's on in the entire game, which I don't think he will be. Jamel Dean's good, but 3.5 is very low for Drake London in his past 5 games. Drake London's low in targets was 6, and he's averaging about 8-9 targets a game. If he can't get 4 passes here, that's a big disappointment. But hopefully we won't have to worry about it because we're taking the over 3.5. And that's all for today's show, episode 4 of the Sports Betting Rundown, week 7 of the NFL season. 5 picks, 3 spreads and over-unders, and 2 props per usual, except for last week, but I do appreciate it. Nice listenership again, guys. I very, very grateful. You know, a couple hundred listeners last episode after taking a couple week hiatus. I couldn't ask for anything better, okay? So I do appreciate it. If you enjoy the winnings, if you enjoy the pod, please rate, subscribe, whatever. 5 stars, iTunes, Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen. Please subscribe. Write a review, too. I do read the reviews. I appreciate it when people leave them. And yeah, 5 picks from me. Let's make some money.